So whenever I tell my story about coming out in Jewish community, I get a little verklempt because my family's involved and my friends, and you know. So if I do, excuse me for that. And also, I want to thank Mark Wernick, because of him, I'm a connector with the Jewish Connection Network. So he was very instrumental in helping me get there. I like to say that everybody has a unique story to tell. I never imagined I'd be standing on a stage talking about being gay. Thank you, Bolton Street Synagogue, and especially Rabbi Gordon, for your support. While growing up in Pikesville and attending Jewish day school, I thought the whole world was Jewish. We used to look at houses at Christmas times, and when we would see lights, we would say, "They're not Jewish? Wow." Or look at one another and say, "Jewish?" The word gay was never part of my vocabulary. All I knew about gay was hearing fag jokes and everyone laughing. Over a course of time, after dating the nicest, pretty girls, sweet girls in Pikesville that I knew, I was a great first date, and most popular, I realized something wasn't kosher. And those jokes were making fun of another group of people, which I then realized I was part of. Then it hit me. Oy vey, I'm gay. What would my bubby say? My bubby was sent by her parents to this country at age 16 from Russia to escape the pogrom so she could openly practice being Jewish and not be in the closet. How could I let her down by not being able to be who I really was? It was my bubby and her dedication to Judaism, freedom, and her family that helped me become who I really am. So, after many sleepless nights, worrying about what people would say, I decided to venture out into a world I knew nothing about. Certain dates in your life you remember. Unfortunately, I remember the day my mother died. I remember the man landing on the moon. I remember my bar mitzvah, the day Kennedy was shot. All important dates to me. And last but not least, July 3rd, 1978. That was the first time I visited a gay club called Leon's. Wearing my disco clothes, my double knit pants, my silk shirt, I thought I was going, you know, I didn't know what you wore. So I got dressed up like I was going to a club. This was the first time I visited, and I walked around the block about five or six times before I got the nerve to walk in. And remember, at that time, there was no internet, Google, LGBT clubs, political correctness, or even mentors for support, much less anyone I felt comfortable talking to. In those days, if you were female and got pregnant, you were sent to Puerto Rico. And if your parents thought you were gay, you were sent to Israel. The popular songs at the time were Staying Alive, Just the Way You Are, and I Will Survive. Looking back, I never thought those songs would mean so much and be so much about my life. So I finally entered Leon, scared to death I would see someone I knew. Damned if I didn't meet an older Jewish guy from Pikesville who bought me a beer and pointed me to other guys in the crowd and said, "There's lawyers, accountants, doctors, look around." Just other guys, which helped normalize my experience. For the first time, I met other guys that were like me, even though I wasn't a doctor. I also felt safe being with a Jewish guy who understood my background and feelings. He made this experience a lot easier and became a good friend, taking me to my first gay dinner party and the theater. I felt very lucky. Little did I know that my Jewish upbringing had prepared me for what lay ahead as a Jewish gay man, which included being a minority and sensitivity towards others. Throughout my life, I had heard Jewish slurs. For example, I was an auditor after college, and I was working on the Eastern Shore, and I sat in this office, and this woman would bring me coffee, and she came in one day, and we were talking, and I said, "What'd you do before this?" She says, "I work for these lawyers down the street. They let me go." She said, "You know how Jews are." And I said to her, "Yeah, I was raised by two." And then being on a public transit bus and someone yelling at me, getting off at Park Heights and laughing at me. Or coming out of Hebrew school and being jumped because I was wearing a yarmulke. These were just a few incidents that toughened my skin towards gay comments. I also compare some of my Jewish experiences to my gay ones. For instance, I went to a crab house one day on a Sunday, and I was going to Hebrew school on a Monday morning, and I saw some of my classmates there, and I thought, "Oh, God, they're going to tell that I was eating crabs." That was compared to one night I went to the Hippo, which is a dance club for everyone, mainly gay, and I saw some straight friends of mine, and they came over to me and said, "You're gay?" I said, "Oh, no, not me." What really helped me, though, feel the most comfortable were my family and friends. I didn't feel like I could tell them until I had accepted who I was. I never heard a foul word, and when I think about it now, why should I have? They had all their mishigas. Some words of encouragement I did receive, like from my father at 85. I had broken up with a partner at the time, and I was home with him, and I was very upset, and he helped me a lot. He said, "Only a stone should be alone. I don't care if you're with a man or a woman. I don't want you to be alone." And he was 85. My friend's little girl, we were at a pool party, and she was there, and she was 11 years old, and I was with my partner, Bill, who's here, my husband, who's here tonight. And she asked me if Bill was my partner, and I said yes. And she said, "Cool, end of story." And then one year, my cousin was inviting me for Thanksgiving, and she wanted to know if my partner at the time was my roommate or my partner. She says, "Well, if it's your partner, I'm going to make sure he's included in all family events. What more could you ask for?" It's been a great journey. Times have changed a lot since 1978, and I hope and I helped in some way, and that I can be a mentor and perform acts of Tikkun Olam. I've been with my partner, Bill, for 33 years, married for 13. We have a great life full of love and spirituality. Our families have become one. His sisters, my sisters, my cousins, his cousins, as well as both of us caring for our aged parents. I am proud to be a Jewish gay man. Or is it a gay Jewish man? Thank you all.